Okay. I'm wearing pink for the pink candle. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday of the third week of Advent.
I have to point something out. You see, Janelle's wearing pink for the pink candle. Isn't that nice? You're always so liturgical.
I want to be liturgical.
So we're going to share with you what stood out to us and why from Father Fernandez's book, In Conversation with God.
The things we need to abandon or to cut out of our lives can be of many very different sorts. Very often, they will not be anything of great importance, but mere whims, habitual, minor self-indulgences, failures in complete self-control, excessive preoccupations with material things, and so on. So I think of myself, some of my like daily struggles, like they're not like big things, but they're just little things that just annoy me that I just can't get a grapple on. And it just feels like I'm stuck.
Like what?
Like eating when I'm preparing supper. It's like I tell the kids, don't eat. We're going to have supper right away. But what does mom do? Mom goes and she's eating. She's sampling everything. And
you're taste testing.
Just making sure everything tastes okay. You know, or, you know, just even telling my kids, oh, no snacks or no whatever. And what's mom doing? She's having snacks.
Taste testing.
So I just feel like I know it doesn't seem like a grave offense, but at the same time, it's these little habitual things that I do and I see it. And then yet I don't hold myself as accountable as I do to my own children. And I feel like I need to get a hold of that.
Everyone struggles differently. So for me, it would be, I mean, since we're going to self-disclose here, I feel like the pressure's on.
You don't have to say anything.
Here. This is an area of I need a greater discipline is going to bed on time.
Mm.
You don't, that's more of a struggle. So in the evenings, I tend to stay up longer. And the result is not necessarily that staying up is a bad thing, but I'm tired in the morning. And so I'm not as sharp. I'm not as present. Even preparing for these videos, if we record in the morning, I feel like my mind is just a little bit slower. And it's just overall.
You're just not your best.
I'm not. And then you get to the evening and then I hit a real wall. Mm-hmm. And then by 6:37, I'm like done. Like mm-hmm. I'm tired. Whereas that's go time in our house. That's when, okay, supper needs to be cleaned up. You usually come down and work a little bit. The kids have to get ready for bed. Then we have prayer time. Then we have to deal with the bedtime snack if there's some, and then everyone gets to bed. The busiest time are the mornings and then right at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got to be by my best. But my best is not there if I've given it to staying up later.
But don't you think it's almost like Satan knows how these small little things that seem sort of insignificant, how they will impact us later on in the day when we're supposed to complete our duties?
Because
I've seen that so many times. Like if I've, you know, not acted in discipline, I don't feel good about myself. I feel, or maybe I'll feel sick because I ate too much cookie dough. Maybe you can cut that part out.
Taste testing again.
Okay. Anyhow, let's carry on. Next quote. Observe, says St. Augustine, how the sea comes in through any leaky places in the hull and little by little fills the hole of the boat. Unless it is expelled, the ship goes down. Imitate the sailors. Their hands never rest until they have bailed her out thoroughly. Let yours never rest from doing good. In spite of everything, however, the bottom of the ship will fill with water again, because the weak points of our human nature are always there, and you will have to man the pumps again. So I got to be like the sailor. I got to keep bailing that water out and keep working on these deficiencies that I have in my character.
Interesting analogy, because you think about the leak in the hull of a boat, could just be a little thing.
Exactly.
It's not like this gaping hole. It's a leak. That means a slow leak. A slow leak over time could bring the ship down. A small little moral failure in our life over the long period fills the hull up and of our soul and can bring us down. This analogy also goes towards also how readily we are to accept the fullness of the Catholic faith instead of cherry picking. as soon as we cherry pick one teaching and say, I'm going to set this teaching aside, we got a breach in the hull, and eventually the ship goes down. We did a video back. It was called All or Nothing, and very much so with a ship. It's the whole hull or nothing. You can't have part of it. The whole thing is necessary to keep you afloat.
Well, it's a hull.
What is this? Oh.
You said hull.
Okay.
That's pretty close. Keep custody of your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life, says the book of Proverbs. And from it too flows joy and peace, the ability to love and to do apostolate. How carefully we must guard our hearts, because otherwise they always tend to attach themselves in the wrong way to people and to things.
So I was thinking, how do we need to guard our hearts? What are the things that we should watch out for? I think there's probably an infinite amount of things. Maybe you can add your thoughts to that, but how we need to guard our hearts. But one way I thought is just comparison. We compare our lives to another person's life, and maybe we think they got it easier. And so we get resentful because of our envy, and we get angry. So there's an anger within our life because of envy. We look at another person's lifestyle. And so then again, we're not satisfied with ours because we're looking over there. Or we look at maybe another person's family. They got a perfect family. Look at ours. And why couldn't our life be easier? Or someone could say that about our marriage. They look at somebody else's marriage, look at theirs. Why can our marriage be like theirs? Of course, I would never say something like that. But you know, some white. But the point is we compare. And so we guard our hearts from this comparison. Other times that we can guard our hearts from things by just not thinking about, obsessing about them. So you go on Amazon Prime and you're scrolling through Christmas time, the Christmas list. What's in the wish box? What did you mark there? Now it's in, you know, so we look, the more we look at something, the more we will want it. That is why prayer is so important. The more we pray, the more we will want to pray. The more we fix our gaze upon Jesus, the more we will want Jesus. Mm-hmm. The more we look at the world, the more we will start desiring the world. Here's a really silly example. A number of years ago, I'm not promoting this show, but it's called Suits on Netflix. And so I would watch an episode or two of Suits. I don't watch it now. But anyways, Suits has a lot of guys wearing suits. And after watching a number of episodes, I'm like, that Harvey Specter, you know, I like his suits, those big collar things. And the more I looked at this character, the more I'm like, I don't have a suit like that. I want a suit. And so I was speaking a lot at that time. And I thought, well, I could use that suit when I'm on the road. And, you know, so I got a suit. Now looking back, I really have to tell you, friends, I'm not a suit person. I'm a plaid person. I'm a jeans and t-shirt kind of person. But the more I looked at the suit, the more I wanted the suit. We got our heart. What's the suit in your life? What are you looking at? So we guard our hearts by just simply stopping and turning our gaze upon Jesus, upon his blessings, not upon all the things that we don't have. Regarding attachments to people, mm-hmm. We have to guard our hearts against that as well. And I think sometimes, so that means just having unhealthy attachments to people, placing them in a certain level in our life, maybe that only God should hold. We all do this in some ways, but I think that the Lord allows us to be disappointed in other people sometimes so that he can purge our hearts of these attachments.
That's a good point.
I was joking around with a friend recently, and I said, my expectations for you are so low, this way you can never disappoint me. Now, of course, I was joking around. But I think it is true that sometimes the Lord will allow us to be disappointed simply to purge our hearts of unhealthy attachments to people. So friends, thank you so much for watching today. Share with us what stood out to you below and why in the comments, and pray that rosary with us, and we will see you tomorrow. God bless you.